It was an artist, a pastor, and a cowboy. And as they stood at the edge of this massive abyss, each one responded with a cry of exclamation. The artist said, "Oh, what a beautiful scene to paint." The pastor cried, "What a wonderful example of the handiwork of God." The cowboy said, "What a terrible place to lose a cow." It's one's perspective, isn't it? It's one's perspective of what we see in life. And you know, that brings us nicely into baptism, because in baptism, that can be the same as well. Different people have different perspectives of what baptism is all about. The Bible had much to say on it. And what we're going to do this morning is I want to go through a few points which we believe is why we baptize people. I think probably you'll have all noticed in this church you don't see a font. We've just had a lovely member into our new family, a little boy called Samuel. But there's no font, and we won't be sprinkling his head, not here. We don't believe that is baptism. What you will see here, hopefully, is a tank. A tank full of water, because we believe that it is important to be fully immersed in water. In Acts 18, verse 18, we see this scripture. Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his house. Many of the Corinthians, when they heard, believed and were baptized. See, I just want to look at this morning some important words on why we baptize people. And the first word is believe. We don't baptize people as a little baby, because a baby cannot believe in anything. It's not meant to. This little boy Samuel is so dependent on Kay and Hill for everything. Feeding, clothing, everything. Yes, it has a mind, but a mind cannot conceive. It cannot have in itself a belief. The Bible tells us that Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed the Lord with all his house, and they were baptized. What do we mean by believe? The Bible tells us in James 2:19, "You say you have faith, for you believe there is one God." Good. Good for you. But even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. I want to assure you tonight, there are no demons in heaven. You see, there's a difference between believing and taking that next step of faith. And I want to show you what that next step of faith is. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him," in Jesus. The reason that David and Michael is going to be baptized this morning is because they have made a decision that they are going to trust in what Jesus Christ has said. As I said, if he was on Facebook, he would have simply said, "I love you. And the proof of my love is that I died for you." And that is the reason why we must take that journey from belief into a step of faith. There must come a point in time in your life when you don't just say, "I believe there's a God," but you actually do something about that belief. Because to believe in God means that you believe in an existent one. Therefore, surely you have to examine the facts of what he says. And the facts of what he says is that I live in a fallen world. I don't know about you, but I live in a fallen world. A world that is very much imperfect. And if you want to say, "What proof have you of that?" Listen to the news. Take a look around you. We live in a fallen world, because we are fallen people. And someone has to do something about this failure that is inside us as human beings. And so God sent Jesus. And the verse tells us that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish. So, if I say there's a God and I believe in the God, then I have to believe that if I don't believe in him, I will perish. Now, that's maybe a hard thing to say this morning, but it's the truth. The Bible says if we do not believe in him, then we have no hope. Now Samuel cannot believe in God. Is Samuel lost then? Should Jesus Christ return today? And the answer, of course, is no. Because Samuel is not at an age of understanding. Samuel cannot make that decision for himself. So hallelujah, if Jesus was to come this afternoon, Cahill and Samuel will go together. Amen? Because he cannot make that decision. But I believe you adults can make that decision. I believe you adults have to make that decision. And that's the reason that I'm happy to baptize David. And happy to baptize. She likes to be called Mickey, by the way, so it's not offensive if I say that. She likes to be called that. And I sat down with them. And I asked them why they wanted to be baptized. And that is the reason. They came to a decision in life that they knew they were imperfect. And in order for them to be perfect, they had to trust in God's way of making them perfect. We call it salvation. And they asked Jesus Christ into their heart. You see, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. You see, it's a two-way stage. You ask Jesus into your heart for repentance. You are automatically saved. Hallelujah. You're saved. But then God wants you to do something about that salvation. In other words, he wants you to let everybody know that he's done something wonderful in your life. And the way that he says to do that is to be baptized. Because that publicly declares to everybody that you have believed John 3:16. They're not doing anything weird. They're simply going into this water and they are saying that we believe that Jesus died for me. And I have trusted Jesus as my Savior. Asked him into my heart and forgive me. And I now turn and go God's way. You see, repentance is turning into God's way. When I was a child, I was pretty perfect, as you know. But there was an odd occasion when my halo slipped. And I would say sorry to my mum because that would save me a belting. But it wasn't meant. It was remorse that I got caught. And I used to go to bed thinking, stupid boy, you got caught. That's not sorry, is it? That's not being sorry. That's not what the word repentance means. The word repentance means, yes, I'm sorry I've been caught and I don't want to do this again. And so many people will not go that next step and follow Jesus all the way. There has to come a point in your life when you surrender your whole life to Jesus. No, you won't be perfect in the sense that you won't make mistakes. Of course you'll make mistakes. We all make mistakes. That's the wonderful thing of that song Kevin put up, we're covered by the blood of the Lamb. We're covered by Jesus. That's wonderful. But we've made a decision to follow Jesus. In other words, we really want to follow Jesus. And this might seem hard this morning. But baptism, you see, purely is for people who have made that decision to follow Jesus. The second word I wanted to think about today. First one was believe. The second word is why. And the verse there, scripture tells you. Wait. Why do you wait? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Now, I know some people who have been 30 years saved and have never been baptized, and then suddenly one day they got baptized. Hallelujah, that's wonderful. But I encourage people, simply because I was brought up in the Brethren Church, but I was taught, listen, you now become a Christian. You need to get baptized. And there was no waiting in those days. I don't know about anybody else, but all I know was in the Brethren, you were then brought into fellowship and they sat down with you and they said to you, now listen, you need now to take the next step. Repent and be. And I didn't argue. I didn't fully understand everything that was going on. All I know is Charlie Hartis, the elder of the Brethren Church, said to me, Edward, you need to take the step of baptism. You need to do this within a couple of weeks. And David actually approached me on it. And Mickey came and said, well, I need to be baptized. And all I will encourage you this morning is you don't have to wait once you know that Jesus is your Savior. Let's rush on because I think I'm going to take quite a lot of this out this morning. Put the next one up, please. The next word is commissioned. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of who? Let's say that again, because there's a prophecy going out there that we don't baptize people only in the name of Jesus. Well, the Bible tells that I baptize people in the name of the Now, if it's in the Bible, it's good enough for me. But Jesus has actually commissioned us to do this. I have been commissioned. Rob has been commissioned. You have been commissioned to go into the world and baptize people. Let's go to the next one. I don't want to spend too much time now. And finally, this is a picture. What is David and Mickey doing? Well, let me go back to the beginning. Remember, I mentioned to you about sprinkling and about immersion. I mentioned those two things at the beginning. Well, this is what David and Mickey are going to do. They're going to walk down these steps, and it's just a picture. And as they get down these steps into the water, they're going to stand there, and what they're going to do is publicly declare that Jesus Christ has come into their life. And as we take Mickey under the water, it's a symbol of death to our old way of life, just as Jesus went into the grave. Now, Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. Mickey, you won't be. Trust me. 3 minutes, maybe. No, it won't be 3 seconds, my love. Trust me. But it's a symbol that Mickey is saying, I once had a life. I have given this to Jesus. And just as Jesus died and therefore had to be buried, therefore I, Mickey, have died to myself. And as I go under the waters, I'm saying that I'm buried. My whole life is dead. And as we pull Mickey out of the water, it will be saying, I've got a brand new life. Hallelujah. I am a new creation. No more in condemnation. God has washed away all my sin. And the reason we bring him up out of the water is for this serious reason, is that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. Hallelujah. You see, it would be no good if Jesus had just laid in a tomb. That would have done me no good, nor you no good. But God said, I'm not leaving my son. He's paid the penalty for your sin. I'm bringing him up out of the grave. And he's now seated with him at the Father's right hand. And that's exactly where Mickey and David are today. In the spiritual sense, Mickey and David are now at the right hand of the Father in the spiritual sense. Waiting one day for that physical resurrection, in a sense when we will all disappear. Hopefully we won't see death. Isn't it great to know that we may not die? I like that bit. We may not die. But if we do, absent from the body is where? Hallelujah. Why am I going to baptize you, David? Well, because Jesus did. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. David, I believe that God is going to settle something on you this morning. Mickey, I believe God is going to do something to you this morning, because you're being faithful to him and going through the waters of baptism. Now, you may not hear a voice. Let's not look for that. You may not hear a voice. But God is just going to just settle something in your spirit this morning. And I tell you one thing he's going to say to his father now. Well done, my children. Well done. Because you're following what God has said. And the last verse. In the New Testament we read in Acts 86. As they rode along, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized? You see, he didn't wait, did he? He'd been saved a few minutes. And when he got out of the carriage, they went down into the water. You see, he didn't sprinkle anything. They went into the water. And Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. He never saw Philip again, but what a baptism day that was. As the Ethiopian eunuch went on his way, rejoicing, he didn't wait. But you must believe. You must believe in Jesus. I hope I presented a simple message. Lots more we could have said, but for the sake of time, we're going to close this, because I want to baptize these two people. I don't know about you, but I want to baptize these two wonderful people. And we're going to sing a song, and as we're singing this song, we're going to invite Mickey and David to come to here, and we're going to baptize. And what's